This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We have a king of fakakta football here. His name is Eddie Scazzeri. Eddie, do you have any comment on the Michigan Panthers wide receiver Samson Nacua, Puka Nacua's brother, slapping a St. Louis Battlehawks fan at the end of the game on Saturday?
I would like to know what the fan said that elicited that response.
I mean, this is the most exciting thing to happen in the UFL, no?
Yeah, it's up there.
I mean, you know what? If I were the UFL, I would let the players go after the fans because that would make it really interesting.
That's exactly where I was going with this.
Really?
I mean, just fight the fans and then we'll pay attention. I didn't even realize they were playing right now. Now I do because Samson Nacua smacked this dude and I'm in now. Now I want to know. I want to know what's going on. Are these Battlehawk fans, I guess they're not like the Cardinals fans. Everybody loves the St. Louis Cardinals fans. These Battlehawks fans seem to be like real D-bags.
Well, yeah, the thing about the Battlehawk fans is that they had the NFL ripped away from them when the Rams left them.
Yeah.
And you got to remember, there's a little edge out there in St. Louis.
Apparently. And, you know, he's probably yelling something like, you're not as good as your brother, you're a loser, you're playing in the fakakta football league. That's what I would be yelling at Samson Nacua. Like, your brother's a real football player, you're a loser, you're sitting here. I don't even know why I'm at this game, they paid me to be here. You suck. Stuff like that.
What was it, the malice at the palace?
Yeah. That happened in Detroit.
Yeah, we could have one of those things, situational things happening with the UFL. Or maybe go around as the game is going on, find some unruly fan that's disgusted with somebody and ask them if they want to get into a ring after the game with that player.
Or, like, put them in the game. That'd be something good, too. Pull a fan.
Well, I mean, they may be drunk.
Okay, even better.
I mean, I'd rather see them in a ring after the game. Like, hey, you want to go with this guy? We'll set it up.
Okay. Yeah, like sort of like a wrestling type thing at the end or like a steel cage match type of deal. Yeah, I mean, I think that's the way that these fakakta football leagues should be going. I mean, Michigan Panthers, St. Louis Battlehawks has got no juice. You smack a fan, we're in.
You got some juice now.
We got some juice.
Well, yes.
What's funny is they only gave him a one-game ban. Like, I was trying to think, like, if someone in the NFL slapped a fan in the face, the fan was in the stands, they weren't, like, on the field, that guy'd be gone for, like, half the season.
At least four games, I would think. An NFL player smacking a fan would have to be four games. I mean, unless that fan was, like, caught on video saying something that was so egregious, like a racial slur or something. But it should be four games.
Well, I do know that all the top leagues basically educate their players, stay away from the fan. Stay away if you can. Now, if somebody dumps a beer on, like basketball, they're right there. Like, some guy could throw a beer on somebody.
Yeah.
Now, if that happened, I mean, you know, man's got to protect himself, right? I mean, that's, you're invading my space now. Like, if you would have told me that Giannis saw this little guy coming up with his son's, you know, picture on a towel, and he starts screaming at him and touches him, and Giannis, you know, knocked him out or something like that, I'd be like, hey, man, don't, you have no business being where you are right now, no matter who you are.
I was just looking this up. Remember LeGarrette Blount, the running back? He was at Oregon.
Yes,
and he ended up playing for the Patriots and the Steelers. And I remember him knocking a dude out on the field. And I didn't remember it was a fan or not, but it was a Boise State. He was a Boise State player who had his helmet off at the end of the game, and the guy goes, "Hey, how was that ass whooping?" And then LeGarrette Blount punches him in the jaw and knocks him out. Like unconscious on the ground.
Do you know that LeGarrette Blount was actually in the acknowledgments for Bill Belichick?
Oh, was he?
Yes, he is.
Oh, look at that. So no Robert Kraft.
No Robert Kraft. Corey Dillon, LeGarrette Blount, you know.
Tom Brady.
Troy Brown, Tom Brady. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty much every single player that's ever played for him, I think.
Malcolm Butler.
Saw Bill Cowher's name in there as an acknowledgment.
No Malcolm Butler.
Yeah, I think Malcolm Butler.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that was the big thing. That was the big deal. Remember?
Yeah. Yes.
That whole situation that was going on there.
Let's go to Anthony in Staten Island. Anthony, what's happening?
What's up, guys? How's it going?
All right, man. What's going on?
So I know people are killing Tibbs today for not getting Brunson and Hart back in the game, but you're putting a coach in a tough spot. Josh Hart got to get up off the floor. You're not that hurt, dude. You were ready to go back in. They burnt the timeout. They should have had two timeouts, right? If he doesn't,
yes.
If they don't blow the one
timeout. Yeah, for injury, yes.
So you put him in a tough spot. He's got him and Brunson. Listen, I love these guys. They're awesome, but it's constantly flopping, looking for their. You're doing more harm to yourself.
Well, that
wasn't.
I will say this, Anthony. I will say this. That was
looked
not
like a real
flop.
Injury. Yeah.
That was not a flop by Josh Hart. He came down hard.
Yeah,
and he was up, and his legs got taken out from underneath him. I don't know how those legs got entangled like that. But man, he hit hard. It's kind of like when Mitchell Robinson went down. He hit hard.
Yeah. Did you, speaking of flopping, did you see the slow motion Jalen Duren, what he said, the lip reading to Jalen Brunson? So Jalen, you know, Duren's the big center, the jack guy. He's got like 0% body fat. It looks like, you know, he could do anything in athletics. So Jalen Brunson goes down behind the basket and no foul is called. He's just, you know, just arms up everywhere, whatever. And then Jalen Duren, slow motion on the replay. You can read his lips clear as day. You flopping mother effer.
Right. I mean, I gotta admit that Jalen Brunson spends a lot of time laying down on the court.
Doing what he has to do, man.
He's trying to create opportunities for his teammates. He's trying to get fouls against the other team. I mean, he plays a very unique style of game.
Is it he
heady?
Yes. He's doing whatever he can to help his team win. And I got to respect that. And if I was an opposing team's fan, I'd probably be annoyed by him. I think he was taking it too far, like I used to be with James Harden all the time when he would do all that crap. But Jalen Brunson's a smaller guy. He's not necessarily all that quick. He's got to do whatever he can.
I mean, he takes a charge yesterday.
He's very good at that, too.
I mean, that's another thing. And
getting the crap kicked out of him every game.
I don't know how much of it is legitimate or how much of it is embellishment.
He still gets the crap kicked out of him.
There's a thing in the NHL they call embellishment.
I know. They have a flopping thing in the NBA, too, now, I think, don't they? Like, they you could call that on a guy?
I know. It's kind of funny. Like every time he tries to run past somebody, it's like the arms are out, the ball's on the ground, he's laying around. I mean, he has to have, like, his own personal floor wiper behind him.
Oh, yeah.
That's how much time he spends on the ground.
Hitting the hardwood that many times in the course of a game. God.
Yeah, but Josh like Hart. Hell. Josh Hart hit hard.
No, he definitely did.
I was surprised he actually came back in the game. I thought he maybe hit his tailbone or something.
Maybe he hurt his flank. You never know.
It could be a hip, tailbone, or elbow, something like that.
Yeah, and here's the play.
I mean, look at how hard he hits.
Oh,
ended he up hits being his wrist hard.
Because he put his wrist down. Ugh. Jesus.
I mean, he and...
This isn't slow motion.
He actually kicks the back of...
Cunningham's
head.
Yeah, I know.
His foot. Steven, can you run that again one more time?
If he's still there.
Oh, yeah, he might not be there. Well, Andrew will handle
Andrew.
It.
Andrew, can you run that back for
us? Watch his foot hit the back of the head. You can't see it from this angle, the other one.
This one here?
No, it's one more angle. Right here.
Yeah, right there. Yes.
His left foot hits the back of Cunningham's head.
That's how far up in the air it was. Yeah. So, ended up landing on his wrist. Not great. Not great that they weren't in the game, crunch time. So, win game 6, all will be forgiven.